I'm Haley.
I'm John.
And I'm Will.
And we're from Crimson Comet, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network.
Just like the one you're listening to now, the opinions expressed are those of the individual host.
Check out other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in
3, 2, 1.
Everybody, and welcome to the Audibly
Exquisite Podcast, episode 85. I'm Mike Doran with
Peter Melnick.
And Peter Melnick, tell the good folks at home what we're all about.
What Audibly Exquisite is all about is we are your one-stop source for all things geek culture, be it movies, television, video games, comic books, you name it.
We're gonna cover it.
And we are proudly presented to you by the Gunna Geek Podcast Network. Go to www.gunnageek.com and find a plethora of geeky goodness for your ear holes. Now, Mike, how can people find us on social media? Why, I'm glad I asked you. Is that how it works? We'll go with that.
Something like that.
Well, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/audibly exquisite. Give us a like ski on there. You can find us on the Twitter at the AE Podcast. Myself at Peter Melnick. Yourself?
Mike_Norn.
There's an ad in front of that, too. So, also, you can find us on Instagram at
audibly exquisite.
There we go.
I never remember that.
It happens. And you can also find us on the worldwide interwebs at www.audiblyexquisite.com. And finally, you can also stream and listen to this here fine program in your ear holes. You can find us on TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Podomatic, available for all iOS and Android devices. And finally, you can listen to this here fine program on iTunes. When you do a little search ski on iTunes, be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and share, and 5-star if you're ever so inclined. We would appreciate that very, very kindly. So now, Mike, a lot has happened since the last episode. How are you, first and foremost?
Terrific. How about you, Peter?
I'm doing pretty good. I actually got to go this past weekend comic shopping, picking some stuff up, and I actually got to stop by a little place called Haven for Heroes. This is our little plug for them, because we love the stuff that Emmett and the company do. They're big fans of what they do. Amazing selection of comics, video games, and all that good stuff. So go on facebook.com/havenforheroes and give them a like, ski. They would appreciate that. But yeah, like, I ended up picking up a ton of X-Men stuff. I've been on my big X-Men kick, as you can tell, Mike. Even though the listeners at home can't see it, I'm pointing at my X-Men patch.
You look
patch.
Like the X-Men billboard.
I do. Well, with my Dick Grayson shirt on, I got Dick on my chest. You know, it happens. It's Nightwing. We're gonna be getting into Nightwing a little bit later, but such is life. And speaking of such is life, Mike, the director Matt Reeves. Last episode, what happened with him?
He did not want to do Batman,
and now he's doing the Batman. So. How about that? How about that applesauce?
He's like a girl trying to figure out what he wants to eat.
He can't quit them.
He can't.
Brokeback Mountain reference. Did you expect to hear that in this podcast this year? No.
Well, no.
Well, it is Oscar season, and that is a former Oscar Best Picture winner. So
really?
Well, post-Oscar. Yeah, 2004 or 2005, I want to say.
Wow.
So anyway, now, yeah, he's going to be directing the film, and it's kind of crazy because it really is the role that is hot potatoed in the movie industry right now. Like, no one really, like, that's the thing with DC right now. It's the whole hot potato aspect, where it's every other week there's a new director announced, or somebody's leaving, or, you know, someone like, I like to think that there's a higher success rate, a higher staying power ability for a drummer in Spinal Tap than there is with a director in the DCEU, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a shame. Like, I want to see the, again, we go with this statement every single fucking week, but I'd like to see them succeed, you know? I want to see these movies good. But it keeps just happening.
It's like, I want my kid to not be a fuck up.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just think it's a bummer, but I'm hoping that, you know, this time Matt Reeves does actually stay on for this role, because his film work is good. The Planet of the Apes films, phenomenal, you know, work.
We want you, Matt.
We want you.
We like you.
We want to see you succeed, son.
We want some more of you.
So yeah, I think
speaking of things you got this past weekend, I got Earthworm Jim 1, 2, and 3.
Wonderful, Mike.
And Giant Size Man Thing.
You got to have a Giant Size Man Thing, and I got a Dick shirt. So we both had, you know, a fantastic weekend.
Terrific. God.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just think, speaking of actually, well, this is just a fucking great segue, but screw it. Speaking of DC, I actually got to go this past weekend to go see the Lego Batman movie. And I guess I'm going to give my exclusive thoughts on this, if any of you at home in, you know, the world care. But I thought it was okay. Like, if I had to give it a rating, I'd give it maybe a B, B plus.
How was Will Arnett as Batman?
He was good, of course. I mean, it was the cliche, you know, the way Batman acts in the film and in Lego Batman movie, or Lego movie, is the fanboy interpretation of the character of, yeah, I can do anything, I'm Batman, that's why I'm Batman, I'm Batman.
So he's like over-pompous.
Exactly.
Condescending.
I dug the humor. There were parts where it, you know, fell flat, but most of the film was solid. But
was there any cameos from former Batmans?
No. The only, like, I will tell all of you out there, if you're going in expecting a lot of cameos, you're gonna have a bad time.
Really?
Yeah. Like, there are cameos of characters.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say that because you haven't seen the movie, but, you know, He Who Shall Not Be Named, you know, just things like that. And yes, that was a spoiler partially, but not really.
I like to look up like the Easter eggs in the movies after I get done watching it.
I think this is one of the few times the villains he fights at the end are like, essentially, it's like a little kid was playing and making and picking these characters to have Batman fight. It's really funny.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But because they said if you look closely, you can see like thumbprints and fingerprints on some of the Legos and everything. Because essentially, this movie is from the imagination of a child.
I dig that. I think it's a really good idea.
It's like a Lego Lego movie.
Yeah,
that's through the eyes of a children and people
of a children.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I like the humor, but like again, I feel like it's a solid rental movie. Like if you know you see it in the Red Box, give it a watch.
Uh-huh.
But otherwise, like I remember recently seeing comicbook.com did an article saying it's the best DC movie ever made.
I've seen that one. People were losing their minds.
That is really stretching it, because in all honesty, if we go with the quote unquote best DC movie, may not be a fan much of his work, but really we're gonna say Nolan's The Dark Knight is better than The Dark Knight. Really?
I was
really
thinking that too.
Yeah, so I dug the movie, but I would say my expectations were a little bit too high, so that's why maybe I didn't like it as much as I should have.
As far as the bar of Batman movies now, who do you think holds the bar?
In terms of best portrayal?
Yep.
See, I'm always going to go with Keaton as my guy, because I just never really cared for the whole that thing from Bale.
Yeah.
I was never a fan of that. I think he was a great Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
But Batman. And then you had Keaton, who teeter-tottered on both elements of what makes Bruce Wayne and Batman compelling characters.
Mm-hmm.
As, you know, and of course I'll always have a soft spot for Adam West's Batman, you know.
Of course.
It's like a goofy version, you know what I mean? Mm. And again, that's what I've always liked about that character. You have the Light Knight to contrast with the Dark Knight, you know?
I heard a rumor, I don't know if it's a rumor, but they're doing like a team-up comic of like Adam West Batman and, you know, today's Batman in the comics.
I could see them doing it eventually. I mean, right now they're doing Wonder Woman 77 meets Batman 66. If it ever happens, that would be so fucking cool.
Also heard
cool.
They're doing George Reeves Superman meets Adam West Batman.
Is it really going to happen?
I don't know.
I hope it does. I mean, like that, when I went to go see Return of the Caped Crusaders at New York Comic Con, I was hyped as fuck for that, man.
You think we'll ever see them do 89 Batman again?
No. In all honesty, it's more of a licensing issue, because you have to end up signing on all the different actors to get their, you know, images. So would I love to see it? Yeah. Will it ever happen? Fuck no, because that's way too much fucking money. Adam West, you know, Burt Ward, Burgess Meredith Estate, all these people. It's, you know, chump change for DC. Mm-hmm. But then you have to, you know, license out Michael Keaton, and that's a shit ton of money.
That's Keaton money.
Damn right it is. But
Michael
I think
Keaton, I actually saw the movie The Founder with Michael Keaton the other day.
Did you?
About the McDonald's story. Is actually really good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
What's it called?
The Founder.
The Founder?
Funny enough.
It came out recently?
Yeah, I think it's just got out, or it's still in theaters. It was a independent movie.
Okay. That's
really
cool
movie. It's got the guy who played Drew Carey's brother again, the big tall guy.
Ryan Stiles?
No, his brother.
Oh,
who was a drag queen?
Diedrich Bader?
No, his brother, the bald guy. Balding was Mimi's husband.
I never really watched the Drew Carey show.
Played the clown in... Keep talking, Pete, while I look his name up.
Well, anyway, going on to, honestly, the next topic. Speaking of earlier, Dick Grayson, people, Nightwing is very much possibly in the works right now because the Lego Batman movie director is going to be directing a Nightwing film. I've really botched the hell out of that. But yes, here we are. Well,
John Carroll Lynch.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
That's cool.
Don't even remember what we were talking about now.
We were talking about drag queens and Drew Carey. So I just think the idea of, a Nightwing movie happening. There's a lot of speculation. Like, one of the top choices right now, I believe, is Zac Efron.
And that's funny you said, because I just saw another top choice as someone else as Nightwing.
Who is it?
I can't remember the name, but it was just today. And it wasn't Zac Efron. It was some other, guy.
Honestly, I'm down with Efron. Like, the dude, like, when you look at...
Will the ages match up, though? Because...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely could. I mean, I'm down with Efron.
Ages, at least there are problems right now.
There's so many problems. But yeah, I mean, I like Efron. I think he could work well. He's got the comedic chops. Like, I'm a big fan of, his portrayal of, who he was in 17 again. Mm-hmm. He worked really well in that film. And if actually, I give that a solid recommendation if you haven't seen it. Is it on Netflix? Maybe not. Hulu, whatever. If you can find it, watch it. It's really good. I dug the hell out of it. Thumbs up over here. But Nightwing is a character that has to have the comedic chops, He's essentially...
the opposite of Batman.
He's the opposite of Batman with the lighthearted approach, incorporation of humor, and also he's like Daredevil but can see,
Okay.
So it's kind of like that. Like, I like that character. I like that and the fact that you give a role to like Zac Efron or somebody like that who can do comedy. Yeah, go for that. Fucking go for that brass ring, dude.
And you said the director of the Lego movie is possible in talks.
Yes, he's interested.
To do a live-action version, not a Lego version.
I have a friend who actually flipped shit and goes, oh, I think that's a terrible idea, because he's a humongous Nightwing fan. So.
Along with reading articles, you also need to read the headlines thoroughly.
This is one of the things many people don't do nowadays. But
they just look at the picture.
Kind of, yeah. Like, when you really think about it, it's a shame. But speaking of things that are not a shame... The movie Suicide Squad, first off, last night at the Academy Awards, it actually got an Academy Award.
Okay, hold on,
not
to cut you off, but the Supernatural's Jared Padalecki wants to play Nightwing.
Okay. Well, wants to. There's a difference between wants to and is in the running.
Yeah, I want to be president of the United States.
Well, you need experience.
No, you don't, Pete.
Yeah. So, anyway, speaking of going back to Suicide Squad... The Academy Awards were last night, and it actually won an Academy Award for Best Makeup. So somehow that... Well, I understand why it happened. Was Killer Croc an entirely CGI character? I don't remember offhand.
No, I thought it was makeup.
If that's the case, then yeah, it earns it for that, not the fucking...
Hair and makeup.
So yeah, for Will Smith especially in that movie.
Yeah, his beard.
Yes, and his just glorious bald head.
What movie? Oh, is that We Hate Movies, where they're talking about, in the credits it says about...
Will Smith's hair.
Will Smith's hairstylist.
I think the idea, though, that, that Suicide Squad got that, hey, at least it got something. A little bit of love is shown to the DCEU right now.
Yeah.
I'm not 100%, but I think this is the first Academy Award win for them since the reboot of everything with Man of Steel. So,
I agree.
Yeah, I just think it's a neat idea. But going back to Suicide Squad, you were actually pointing out to me that there were some apparent changes that are being recently announced that were not going to be in the final film, but were in the works originally.
Well,
for
originally
Squad.
Joker was supposed to steal Batman's car and go get drive through.
Okay,
with the Scarecrow.
All right,
ha ha ha! Hilarious. And the Scarecrow was wearing flannel shirt with a burlap sack on his head and a fedora. Wearing a, I said flannel shirt with straw sticking out in blue jeans.
So random. So random.
He's basically, he probably picked him up in the middle of drinking his Pabst Blue Ribbon and said, hey, you want to go get some drive-thru?
This is, it's very possible. But yeah, I mean, I think you were also pointing out to me that, some characters were supposed to be in the film as well.
Yep. Scarecrow being one of them.
Right.
Killer Croc looked completely different. He looked like a lizard. He looked like the lizard from...
Spidey.
Yeah. Which was a it was terrible design. It just looked like a green person.
Okay.
And that's about it. I mean, Harley looked a little different. She had like shorter cut, like a pixie cut thing going.
Would you have wanted to see her as a Harlequin, though, with the, you know, the costume?
They showed the clip of it in the movie, but I don't think it would have worked on screen.
Yeah, I've never, like... I like it in the comics, don't like it in the, on, you know, as a real life thing. Like, yeah, it doesn't.
A lot of things are, you know, a bunch of costumes are like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I hope one day, you know, we see some of this stuff.
Honestly, like being like a big Justice League Dark fan, I don't think a lot of those costumes and things would look good live action.
Right.
I talked, you know, as much as I love Swamp Thing, I don't think he would look good live action right now.
Now, I have to ask, by the way, I don't know if we mentioned this on last week's episode, but speaking of Justice League Dark and associated with Justice League Dark, famous man who always has a project that gets announced and then cancels it. Hellboy 3 is not happening.
After, well, it's definitely happening. It's not happening.
Well, it was more, this is the thing. That was a movie that, yes, it got a sequel made, but it barely broke even.
Mm-hmm.
Financially, it made its budget, but just barely.
The first one's cool.
Do you think that if a Hellboy movie was to be released, do you think it would actually do well?
Hard to say. It's been too long.
And I mean, like, you know, I'd love to see it happen, but famed, you know, procrastinator Guillermo del Toro is saying, you know, whatever. And I actually made a comment on Reddit the other day about, with all this in a discussion, there was actually Neil Gaiman announced that he has a Batman story that he's been rolling around in his head for 28 years, and it's almost time for it to come out. Could you imagine, like, and the comment I made was, could you imagine a project between Guillermo del Toro and Neil Gaiman? And they, thanks to a listener, previous listener for the show, he pointed out, you know, that they did a project together. You know, they were going to, and it never came to fruition. But the thing about it that was funny to me is, you know, if you did a Neil Gaiman, Guillermo del Toro project, it would be super delayed for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a delayed nothing. It would never come to fruition. It would never happen. That's the joke. But, yes. Yeah. So, I mean, I think...
He's here all week, folks. Try the veal.
I'm just bummed out that a Hellboy 3 isn't going to happen. I wish it would just happen, though, under a different director that actually can get things done.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's just one of those things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So now, speaking of things that you know... Vincent D'Onofrio has said that he wants to have a showdown with Tom Holland's Spider-Man in the future.
I think they're going to meet up in the movie. I think the Kingpin's bound to make a cameo of some sorts in that movie or get mentioned. Have they ever mentioned in the movies? Have they mentioned any of the Netflix original movies?
No.
No?
This is why.
Think about it. They're all big league guys and they probably don't really take time to
hang out with the job squad.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I mean, I'd like to see them involved. I would definitely...
Do you think they're going to show up in Infinity War and they're just blowing smoke up everyone's ass? So when, you know, Daredevil shows up and Luke Cage and all them?
I hope so. I genuinely hope so more than anything.
They have to. It's like everything they've been working on for the past 10 years.
Right.
If not... No, more than 10 years. The past 12 years.
I do dig that they're very, you know, very much keeping this whole thing hush-hush with the characters being involved, you know, because, you know, it'll break the internet, not break the internet, but, you know, break the geek community if you see, you know, the actor who plays Luke Cage on set, the actor who plays Daredevil on set.
Oh, yeah. And people are, like, grasping for straws with everything now. They saw Millie Bobby Brown on set. Like,
yeah.
She visited, I guess, the set because she lived in the area or something. And they're speculating what movie she was going to be in.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, it's absolutely insane.
Like, whoa, she's playing who?
Yeah,
Squirrel Girl? She could play a good Squirrel Girl.
I'd rather see... I'm still one of the ones. I want to see Anna Kendrick play.
Okay.
Because I think Anna Kendrick is a phenomenal actress.
Mm.
So, I don't know. I mean...
Who could Seth Rogen play in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Who could he play? Who could he?
Let's do a fan cast real quick. Seth Rogen and James Franco get put in the movie. Who would they play? Two characters.
Somehow they fuck it up and manage to be Booster Gold and Blue Beetle.
DC would fuck it up. I'd be like, oh shit, they're supposed to be in our movies.
Then they just throw them in Marvel. And the funniest thing is they would be perfect fits for that. You know that.
Oh God, they would be great in it. I think they, who could they play though? Serious question.
A random Albanian.
Howard a Duck.
Already done by Seth Green.
Shit. I don't know.
If I had to go with somebody, who can be really good at going
Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah. I don't know.
We're in a Marvel movie.
Off the top of my head, I really don't have an idea. I can't figure it out. There's a lot of people that could play, but it would more be like, you know, background characters, to be honest. Like, you know, side character, not like a main person.
I think it'd be funny just to have him in there as like S.H.I.E.L.D. agents or something.
Shit, I think it'd be great to see Seth Rogen as Thor. Why the fuck not? Bring him in.
Thor.
Give him a fucking wig. Why not? I think that would rock.
There's a lot of him with his stomach hanging out.
That would be fucking amazing.
I don't know
amazing.
If he's fat Seth Rogen now or thin Seth Rogen, because you know how he fluctuates from movies.
Yeah, just like Jonah Hill.
Oh, God. Dramatically, too. I like my Jonah fat. I like a fat Jonah. What about you?
I like an in-between. I actually dug the hell out of
it. I don't like skinny Jonah because his neck looks weird. It just freaks me out. He's got that former fat guy, like really fat guy neck, where it just kind of looks
okay, because I was going to say, you do know I'm a former really fat guy, right?
Yeah, but you don't have this Jonah Hill neck.
I know. I'm so thankful.
Hill's neck looked like an elephant's kneecap. Moving on. Speaking of elephant kneecaps,
I got an elephant kneecap the other day. No.
Patrick Stewart's head.
Good enough. So Patrick Stewart just announced that he is not going to be playing Professor Xavier ever again following Logan.
So do you think this is be all end all for X-Men movies then?
Not be all end all, because X-Men Supernova is coming out.
Oh.
Yeah, that's going to be happening. But,
you know, wishful thinking goes out. It's like, okay, so Hugh Jackman's hanging up the claws. Professor Xavier's hanging up the chair. Maybe Marvel's taking the movie.
No, they're not going to be doing that. As much as I'd like to see it, no. But the thing is, you know, it just happens. It happens with a lot of this. It does bum me out, though, because a week ago...
Then again, McAvoy is still Xavier, too.
Yeah. But the thing is, a week ago, Patrick Stewart went on saying, you know what, he's ending, but I'm not. And then they did the premiere recently.
Like, just kidding, I'm ending.
Yeah, he's going to be leaving the role as well. And it bums me out, but...
It's a weird thing about Hugh Jackman not being Wolverine anymore.
Yeah?
Yeah. Here's to you, Hugh Jackman.
Here's a random bowl of spaghetti you can post on your Instagram again.
Stink. Does he do that?
He does the most bizarre things. Like, I'm a big fan of the artist Brandon Bird, and every once in a while on his Facebook, he'll share photos of Hugh Jackman. Just, like...
Doing random things.
Doing random things, and, like... I feel like Hugh Jackman is not a human being.
He comes up to this area and goes fishing?
I feel like Hugh Jackman is an alien. Like a genuine alien, because like there's a photo where he's watching the Super Bowl and he took a selfie with the TV showing that he was watching the Super Bowl.
Sending this back to my people and let them know they watched this Super Bowl thing.
Superb owl. They love the superb owl, and I don't know why.
They love owl meat.
But like, just the stuff he posts is so weird. And yeah, like I love Hugh Jackman, but man, what a bizarre guy.
He's doing like the haha American things, kind of, you know?
Evidently.
Super Bowl going. Well, like I said a few minutes ago, he does seriously come up here and go fishing.
Right.
Like our local deli, they're sitting there, all of a sudden they hear like an Australian guy talking in the back area looking for marshmallows. And he's like, oh, I don't see any marshmallows.
Does he really?
Yes. He comes up here and goes fishing. So they kind of look down and it's Hugh Jackman. You know, and he said he's like, they saw
the... Crikey, we got a Wolverine!
Oh my God!
Our Australian listeners, none of them are going to hate that impression.
Oh, that's not in life. Speaking of Australia and... Well, not speaking of Australia, speaking of Hugh Jackman, our producer, Matt Cascone, had the privilege of getting a picture with Hugh Jackman.
He was at the Wolverine premiere. He ended up going with a friend of his who had, an extra ticket, got to go.
Did he say how it was?
Let me actually pull up right now his text, because I texted him over the weekend, and I'll, read it on air for all of you good folks at home.
They're saying it's one of the best. I've been reading, reviews of it. Spoiler-free.
Okay, so basically, here's Matt's spoiler-free review of Logan. Emotionally draining. Action sequences were great, so is Xavier's story, but the first third was slow, and I hated what they did with the third act. Ending was good, but I see what would have gone in a different, completely different direction. Also, no post-credit scene. However, this was for the premiere, and they changed things up from the premiere for the final theatrical cut. So we don't know for sure 100% if there's going to be a post-credit scene for Logan.
Huh.
So there might be still. Like, they didn't do it for the premiere to, you know, to get, you know, avoid spoilers, which is kind of funny. They're going to avoid doing a post-credit scene for spoilers, and yet they showed the whole movie early.
That's silly.
So,
rumor is, they said the soundtrack got released, like names of the tracks.
Yeah, that was like a few months ago.
X-23 versus
Wolverine. X-24.
Oh.
They're calling her X-24 now.
Why the difference, did they say?
Fuck if I know.
So apparently they have a little fight.
Yeah, so that if that happens, cool, but I mean, I don't know, I think...
Did he say, like, the violence factor or anything, how it was?
No, he didn't talk to me about that. But supposedly it is a very bloody film. From what I've heard, prior to it and everything, it is a bloody film.
That's cool.
So it's...
Like English bloody or...
Yeah.
Like, it's a bloody film. Like, I know this, Peter.
It's going to be a violent film because it embraces the hard R.
Good.
So...
You think we'll get, like, a director's cut?
I could see that, honestly. Like, you know, what would have led to it even going NC-17?
Wow.
So, I don't know. I mean, I'm excited for the film. I hope... I have my ticket, so I'll be seeing it this Thursday. So, I will have my review.
Already?
Yeah, I already got my ticket. I'm going to be seeing it Thursday.
Wow. I can't believe that's here already.
I know. So I'll have my review next episode. So hopefully all you people out there are going to get see the movie, so I don't have to go with the whole spoilers, avoid spoilers, don't listen right now. I got to do a spoiler.
You think that's going to be a sellout weekend kind of thing?
Yeah. Dude, it's his final time as Wolverine, and it's like the hype train is huge for this thing.
I'm trying to buy tickets for Saturday night then.
Last time I went online on Rotten Tomatoes, I'm actually going to do a live update right now, so... Rotten Tomatoes, as of 12:53 p.m. on February 27th, this Monday, Logan is currently on Rotten Tomatoes with a 95% fresh rating.
Holy crap.
That's very rare to see that.
For like a comic movie, right?
Yeah. And right now, actually, the movie, top movie in the country is Get Out.
And I got 100, I seen.
Yeah, it still has 100.
That's impressive. And that's directed by Jordan Peele?
Yes.
That's cool.
And it's, like, I do want to see that. I badly want to see that movie.
That makes me happy because, you know, he was just improv guy, you know, doing stand-up and, you know, had Keen Peele and boom. He's has the top movie in America right now.
Yeah, it's
awesome. Good on him.
So, congratulations. But, yeah, I mean, I'm excited for, you know, seeing this movie, Logan. I think I'm kind of disappointed. There's been a lot of hype surrounding this movie, and yet the merchandising has been next to nothing.
I think because of the R, though.
Well, yeah, because... Well, not just that. Well, dude, look at Deadpool.
Did he get a lot of toys?
Deadpool ended up getting dolls released around the time, little things that you could see at, what's it called, Spencer Gifts and shit like that.
Okay. But no, like, Walmart Deadpool with Gamma Freeze gun.
You saw t-shirts. A lot of t-shirts. But that was already because people were getting Deadpool shit.
Well, you know how every time they do a superhero movie, there's like Batman with flamethrower, Batman with motorcycle, Batman with ice ray.
Oh, yeah.
Skydiving Batman.
But I just think the idea...
Plug Batman.
The fact... Well, they also did a crap ton of the pop vinyls.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was literally... There was Rubber Duck Batman. There was... Or not Batman. There was Rubber Duck Deadpool.
Remember when Batman Brave and the Bold parodied that? How, you know, he says, is there anything people love more? It's Batman with all these weird gadgets that he never ever uses in the series.
Exactly.
Like Ice Luge Batman.
Well, they kind of... They did that with that one Batman Unlimited show.
Yeah.
Like, they actually incorporated all those stupid costumes. I'm like, wow, you actually... You have the toys and you can actually see them in there.
Hilarious.
I always find it funny that when they did Spider-Man, they made like a Spider-Man toy that transformed into a car, and it was around the time of Amazing Spider-Man, and I said to my friend, boy, remember that part in the movie? That was great.
I always think it's funny when the Flash has like a motorcycle or something.
I actually went to...
The Hulk always has a monster truck, though. You ever notice?
I went to, I think, a CVS or a Rite Aid over the weekend. Oh, it was a Rite Aid, and they had those Hot Wheels toys of the superhero cars. Uh-huh. They had a Wolverine one, and I wanted it, but that thing was $6.
What's the most ridiculous superhero vehicle you ever seen?
The spider buggy.
Okay.
Spider-Mobile, yeah, definitely. That's like the top.
Is that Dan Slott? He did that?
He brought it back. No, he didn't bring it back. He sat in it at Terrificon last year.
Oh, really?
But...
Well, I just seen a recent comic with him and it, with Peter Parker, not Dan Slott and Mary Jane, but Peter Parker and Mary Jane sitting on it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think the idea of just, you know... The bizarre cars, that works. And by the way, going back to the Logan conversation, he actually revealed, Hugh Jackman, that if Wolverine and the X-Men were a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, he would not be leaving the role.
Wow.
And I think that's kind of a jab at Fox, because it's all about the creative direction that they've made with a lot of things, because the Marvel Cinematic Universe has a really good record.
Yeah.
And as I've said it before in a previous episode, even the quote-unquote worst Marvel Cinematic Universe movie is actually a good one.
Which one is that?
Like Incredible Hulk, Thor, Dark World, and according to other people, Iron Man 3, which I thought was a fucking great movie. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad.
No, everyone hates it. It's the worst movie ever. Don't you know that? That's what the internet says.
Oh, so it must be true.
So, but yeah, you know, a lot of things like that. Then you look at, you know, the track record with the Marvel Fox movies, and it's not that great.
No.
Like, I'll pull up right now. I'm going to name off some of them. X-Men 1. Did you like it or dislike it?
It was cool.
Okay, same here. X-Men 2.
Yeah.
Same here. X-Men 3.
Not so much.
X-Men Origins Wolverine with Deadpool.
Cool idea, but not the terrible, biggest fan. I saw it in theaters.
Terrible execution.
Yes.
Awful movie. As a Deadpool fan, fuck that fucking movie. Let's see, what else is there? There is First Class.
Okay.
Yeah, okay movie. Again, the key word is being okay.
Yeah.
The Wolverine. Out of all of them, it was a movie.
Yeah, I thought it was stupid how he took his claws off, and now his claws are back, and with no explanation whatsoever.
There we go. Now, Days of Future Past.
Good.
Excellent.
Yes.
Deadpool.
Excellent.
Excellent. Finally, X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Eh.
It would have been okay without, I think, like I said last time, that the kids ruined it.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I think the overall, it could have been better, but just execution.
Yeah.
And that's why, again, look at Marvel with their films. They know what they're doing. They have a formula, and they really haven't deviated from the formula.
Uh-huh.
So I think the fact that Hugh Jackman wants to still do the role but can't because of the quality, that's really telling.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed maybe one day. And speaking of things that may happen one day, Gambit now is unlikely to start filming before 2018.
Well, so yesterday it was going to. Now it's not.
Now it's highly unlikely that it'll start filming before 2018. You know, I like Gambit. He's not my favorite character of all time, but why the fuck do
Gambit's
you keep doing
this?
Gambit's
the Del Toro of movies.
Oh my God, yes, yes.
But like, we're making a Gambit movie. No, we're not.
Yes, we are. No, we're not. Yes, it's the fucking...
No, you can't. Yes, I can.
It's the fucking Zodiac from WCW. Yes, no, yes, no, yes. It's what it is. It's every other fucking second. And that was a most bizarre reference I could ever make, a reference to the Brutus Beefcake.
And Channing Tatum's sitting there like, okay.
Yeah, it's a bummer, because I think it's a cool character, but again, not my favorite, but I would like to see it.
Yeah, of course.
Why the fuck not? But evidently it's not. So
he's a prominent X-Men character.
Yeah. What I would really, really, really like to see Marvel do, if, you know, they ever get their hands back on the property, I would love to see them do something with the original lineup and incorporate, you know, like a Firestar before, you know, or not Firestar.
Firestorm.
No.
I know you're talking about.
The Indian character and then the Japanese character, whose name I can't remember offhand right now. But the original core lineup of Wolverine, Jean Grey, Cyclops, Colossus, Nightcrawler, Wolverine, throw them in there. You know what I mean? Make a movie with that.
I thought you were talking about like Beast, Iceman, and...
No. That era of the X-Men is so fucking boring. That's why like First Class was such a bore to watch for me, you know? It was a good movie, but it wasn't great. Like, it was okay.
Yeah.
When I think about it, it was a good movie, but...
Honestly, the best part of it was Magneto and Xavier.
My favorite part of the whole movie was when Wolverine showed up and said, go fuck yourself. That was like the only really great part of the film for me. It was a meh kind of movie. Like I actually am kind of taken back. Maybe if I said earlier that it was good, just, you know, it was eh.
Meh.
But I just like the idea, you know, if they did it, make it that core group, make it the ones that we want to see, you know,
aren't they making an X-Men TV series now too?
They're making an X-Men. And there's going to be like, it's more like a Z-list X-Men characters. Which you have to do, though, because, you know, you can't really do Like, you can't have the A-list guys. That's why, like, you know, on the DC TV shows, there's no Batman. Yeah, they have Superman, but it's like a great value version of Superman, you know?
Shasta.
Wow. Yeah.
But Shasta, man.
But, I mean, I'm fine with all this, you know? Whatever. But I just think utilizing these characters in the right sense could work with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Incorporate, you know, the X-Men, but do it as that team. Because a lot of people our age, they associate the X-Men with the 90s team, where it was, or you know, from the cartoon, which is okay. But go old school, go OG, the OG X-Men, you know? But it's probably not going to happen.
Probably not. But you know what is happening, Pete?
It's rumored right now that an unaltered version of the Star Wars trilogy, we've discussed this before on the show, by the way, but we're going to do it again. But now it's like been popping up again in the rumor mill that the Star Wars trilogy may be re-released this year.
That's cool.
In multiple
forms. On Christmas.
Multiple. Oh, yeah, dude. That
when Force Awakens comes out.
Not Force Awakens, but I mean, The Last Jedi.
Wow. And we still haven't seen a trailer.
Which is weird, but I like that. I like the fact that we haven't seen that, but yet we've seen fucking 900 things of Wonder Woman.
It definitely keeps you guessing.
Right.
Because if Star Wars is anything good with anything, it's not. They haven't released any like on-set photos, any promotional stills, nothing.
Keep it as minimal.
Except the title.
That's minimal it. As possible.
It kind of reminds me of like, you know, what it would be like back in, you know, the day when movies would come out. You really didn't know anything about them. They did probably like one trailer and that was it.
Yeah, it's smart. It's smart advertising.
Not even a trailer. We haven't seen a trailer.
Because think about it, man. They're doing.
You know when we see a trailer, probably? Infinity War.
They're doing this because of the fact it will sell on Star Wars alone. Mm-hmm. They know it's going to make over a few million, like a couple $100 million within the first like month and a half.
Yeah, I think it's cool because it keeps you guessing and kind of like, whoa, what are they going to do? What's going to happen? But if anything, what do you think, speculating right now, when do you think they're going to release the trailer? With a movie or during Star Wars Celebration in April?
I say May.
May? May 4th?
It's gonna be May. It's gonna be May because of the fact of Guardians of the Galaxy. You're gonna have that tied alongside that. Because it's gonna be Marvel's Star Wars teamed up with Star Wars.
You might
Star
be right
Wars.
Because May 4th is a Thursday. And usually movies get released on Thursdays.
Yeah, May the 4th be with you. So a new Star Wars.
Is that when Guardians comes out?
It'll be Thursday for the preview showing, so yeah.
So yeah, that might when we get it done.
Calling it now, we're going to be getting it on May the 4th, but I think it's going to drop, I'll give even a time. I think it's going to be around 10 o'clock Eastern on May the 4th.
At night?
During the morning, before the movie, before Guardians comes
out. We thought it was going to be a couple weeks ago, remember that?
I think it's going to be May the 4th. May the 4th at 10 a.m. Eastern, standard Pacific time. All whatever. Right. I fucked that up. But
how about if you get the right date, you buy tickets to the movie. If I get the date, you buy tickets to the movie.
No.
Because I'm going to see it more than twice.
Well, I'm going to probably only see it once in theaters, to be completely honest.
Really?
I said I was going to see Force Awakens multiple times in theaters. I saw it once.
Same here.
So it's going to be the same. It's going to be a repeat of that, probably. Because I didn't even see Rogue One multiple times.
I'll
saw
buy
it
you
once.
Lunch at East Coast.
We'll figure this out. Yes, for the event that's going to happen in April, we're going to bet on something in May. Oh, I won already. Don't worry. But yeah, so anyway, now going on to the next thing. Mike, you saw The Walking Dead this week.
Yes.
What did you think of it?
Spoilers. So the episode starts out. It's a Negan episode. It picks, you know, how sometimes they'll backtrack a little bit in time.
Right.
This backtracks to how Daryl escaped from the... You know, the Savior's Palace or whatever it's called. Probably not a palace.
Probably not.
And they found one guy dead, and Dwight found out he escaped and had to go find him. And Eugene got captured.
And a lot of people are actually speculating, is Eugene still alive in the comics? Yes, he is.
And to make sure Negan didn't kill him or anything, he pulled the old lie out that he was working for the CDC and knew the cure and was working on the vaccine.
And he did that in the comics.
Yep. He pulled out on Abraham in the beginning. So he did the same thing to Negan. Negan believed him, and now he is like Negan's right-hand man.
Does he still have the mullet on the show?
Yes.
And the reason being for him having that mullet is so he can have people think he's stupid as opposed to, you know, because of the hairstyle, whatever.
Well, and he's actually not a scientist or anything. He's just...
Right.
He's like... I think, honestly, he's like borderline autistic or has Asperger's or something because...
It's like a burger for your ass.
Because he is really smart. There's no doubt about that, but he's just book smart, kind of. You know, he knows everything he reads, and he's like kind of like almost like Walter White, essentially.
Yeah, I can
see smart.
That. I mean,
but Walter White's an actual scientist.
I don't know. I mean, they're off to a good start with this season, I'm guessing, then? Would you say so?
People are complaining. I haven't had any complaints yet. Of course, it's going to be the filler episodes. If you think about it, every episode was action-packed, what's going to be the wow factor?
Yeah.
You know? Next episode, it takes part in an abandoned carnival with Rick and Michonne.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's cool. Now, you know, speaking of TV, kind of TV, this year marks the 25th anniversary of the Simpsons episode Homer at the Bat from season 3 of The Simpsons. Now,
28 years that show's 20, been on?
25. Well, it's the show started in 1989 with Simpsons roasting on an open fire.
So, yeah, it's going on 28.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Simpsons is as old as us.
We're old. Well, yeah. Technically, The Simpsons are older than us because their series premiered on The Tracy Ullman Show in 1987.
So, like, you
this year is 30 years of The Simpsons.
Huh?
This year is 30 years of The Simpsons.
Damn.
Yeah. With the Walter Matthau style voice of Homer. Yeah, everything. Or Martin Landau, I think. But anyway.
Did the voice of Homer switch?
No, it's the same. It's been the same guy.
Because it sounds a lot different in the beginning.
Dan Castellaneta was going more with a Landau voice than what he went with.
Okay.
So he changed it. But anyway. So this year marks the 25th anniversary of Homer at the Bat. And guess what?
He's getting inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame.
No, he's getting inducted into Cooperstown at the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
That's not too far from here.
That's pretty cool. And there's a big possibility when the event happens on May 20th, I might actually be going to this. Because why the fuck not? I love The Simpsons. Why wouldn't
I wonder if
I
any of the
there?
Simpsons creators are going to be at it.
I could see Matt Groening being there. Fly him over there. Why not?
How happy would you be to meet him?
Very. Because honestly, man, like, I don't watch The Simpsons now, but at least I think like the first 8 seasons, man, like that's a part of my childhood. Like that was one of the, you know, building blocks
absolutely.
Of my sense of humor, you know, like it's one of the best shows of the past 50 years, maybe, you know,
if five, you think it's like in the top 5 sitcoms of American?
Oh God. Yes. Like in its prime, The Simpsons was one of the best shows and like one of the smartest written shows. And if you're on Facebook, go into, join the group. Woo-hoo.
I like Cat Dog better.
Yeah, yeah. Go in the Woohoo Simpsons classic quotes, I believe.
Why
trivia
you
and quotes.
A Simpsons podcast.
There's way too many, dude.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, I'd love to see, you know,
Gittles.
I'd love to see The Simpsons get back to where it was. I'd like to see them make Simpsons great again. So I don't know. Maybe one day, but right now we're getting just, you know, cool stuff. And speaking of cool stuff, Marvel announced that the Marvel video games that are going to be coming out soon, like starting with Spider-Man for the PlayStation 4 and the upcoming Avengers game from Square Enix, they're not going to be canon with the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That's all right.
It's kind of a given when I heard that. I'm like, really?
Yeah,
that's
because they've never really done that. I mean, in the past, when they made like the Iron Man, the movie, the game, and shit like that.
That was literally just the game, yeah.
They're terrible. The only good ones I can think of are a couple of Spider-Man ones
we're talking about
and the Wolverine.
We're talking about the canon, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, like that.
Were they canon? Did they have anything to do with the movies? No.
Okay.
But the quality, like, honestly, Marvel is a very mixed reputation in terms of gaming, which sucks.
So, that, like, you know, kind of how they consider Ghostbusters, the video game, Ghostbusters 3, essentially.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be like, you know, they're not canon. They're not in relation to the movies, which I'm fine with. But I mean, like, for yourself, what are some of your favorite Marvel games you've gotten to play over the years?
Contest of Champions is kind of cool, the fighting game for the cell phone. It just gets a little buggy after a while, though.
I don't like the idea of the freemium games. I can't stand, you know, having to pay to play a game.
It gets annoying, yeah.
It's boring.
But the Spider-Man game, I haven't played any recent Marvel games in a long time.
I would say the most recent in terms of new games I've played for Marvel would have to be the Deadpool game that came out in 2013.
Okay, yeah, I played that.
That was fun. And, like, a lot of people did say, though, it's a repetitive game. And, yeah, it is, but
it's a button masher.
Just, like, I've always found it funny. It's, they'll raise their nose up at, you know, this for being quote-unquote repetitive, and yet the Arkham games are not.
Grand Theft Auto.
So, well,
they're actually considering making another Arkham game. I was like, why don't they just go away from the word Arkham? Because it's like Batman, Arkham this, Batman, Arkham World.
I'm sick of Batman games, to be completely honest, in general. I don't want to see another Batman game.
I want to see Rocksteady do a Predator game.
Okay, well, that's not DC, but okay.
I know, but who does the Batman games for
Rocksteady?
Rocksteady. I think they would make a good Predator game, though, with the mechanics they can do for that.
Yeah, I could see that. It'd be cool.
I think it would be awesome.
I mean, Would you say that DC, in terms of their games, they need to drift away from Batman as their character?
But who, though? Could they do?
You could do a fun game with the Flash. You could do a fun game with Superman.
I think the reason they don't do that is though, because I take that back, because Lego made a flying game where you can fly a Superman, Green Lantern, all these guys, and you're flying around a Lego city.
Yeah.
In space.
Where no one can hear you scream.
No, but if Legos can do it, how come a big developer company can't come and say, you know what, we're going to do it?
There are big developers doing those games, you know?
Yeah. But I want a good Superman game, honestly.
I want to see maybe a Green Arrow game. Why not?
By Rocksteady?
Why not? Yeah, because he's a street-fighting vigilante. Why the fuck not?
Do you think it would sell, though?
I would say you would have to call it Arrow. You couldn't call it Green Arrow, because Arrow is more prominent now than Green Arrow was.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to see it. I think that'd be cool. Like, maybe Green Arrow, or like an Aquaman game that doesn't suck dick. So it'll never happen, but I'd like to see one that's actually good. I don't know,
DC games are hard to do, because besides Batman, you make the city, make some bad guys, drive the Batmobile, done.
I think, honestly, maybe even go, in the realm of Constantine, make another Constantine game.
That'd be sweet. Why not? Just a dark game?
Honestly, maybe an RPG with Etrigan the Demon.
Ooh.
And you power up enough or whatever, some shit, and our trigger, makes you go, ba ba ba, Etrigan, and you turn into Etrigan, because I don't fucking know the thing offhand. But do that, something like that, something fun. Maybe, yeah.
Are you excited for Injustice 2?
I'm indifferent.
I don't like fighting games.
You've been playing the game, though, the beta.
Yeah. I haven't been playing it. I played it.
Is it still able to be played?
It's a little buggy still.
Is it?
Yeah, and they do the thing where, have certain games, say you're level 5, you fight with people who are levels 1 to 5.
Right.
You're level 1 fighting level 200 fighters and stuff. So it's difficult. And I know I'm not an avid fighting game player, so the second I play the game, you guys got doing 100 combos.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of stuff like that.
I'm not a big online game fan.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of the people who spend their time playing the games.
Yeah, exactly.
So I couldn't do it. And plus, you're also playing against, ADHD children.
I mean, I'll buy it and maybe play with friends when they come over or something.
In campaign mode, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't like online fighting games.
Yeah, neither do I. I mean, honestly, when it comes to online, the only thing I really care about is, audibletrial.com/audiblyexquisite, where for the ability of helping this show out, you get an audiobook of your choosing for free. F-R-E-E. F-R-E-E, free. So we got free now. So Mike, myself, I've been having read to me recently Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. Yourself?
Oh, or Dexter by Design.
You sure do love those Dexter books.
They're good, bitch. Yeah.
So once again, audibletrial.com/audibly.
Exquisite.
And you'll be able to get a free audiobook of your choosing, and you can cancel it anytime. So now, once again, major shout out to the people at Haven for Heroes, Emmett and everyone there.
We're done?
Yeah, we're done.
Today's, holy crap.
Today's episode has wrapped up. So, once again, how can people get a hold of us? Why, I'm glad I asked that, Pete. Go on Twitter but let's just run with it. Facebook.com/audibly exquisite. You can find us on the Twitter at the AE Podcast. Myself at Peter Melnick.
And at Mike_Norin.
You struggle with that for a second.
I'm still considering changing my Twitter handle, though, Pete.
Oh, yeah?
If you have a good Twitter handle that I should switch to, folks, tweet me.
At MikeLovesDong6969.
Joe Don, give me your input. If I have to switch my Twitter handle to Mike something, let
me
know.
At Mike something on Twitter.
Mike_something.
Mike something. So, also, you can find us on Instagram at Audibly.
Exquisite.
You can also find us on TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Podomatic. Available for all iOS and Android devices. And when you're on iTunes, be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and share, and spread the word like Nutella. Let the people know about this show. Let the fine people of this show. Let's make podcasting great again.
Chill out.
Okay. So, for Peter Melnick, I'm Peter Melnick.
For Mike Norin, is couscous little seeds? Have an audibly exquisite week. Thank you.